This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way, Bogus, your updates. Number to call, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS.
Attention, hotline fans.
There you go.
Good timing.
Absolutely.
Great timing.
No doubt. Awesome. Off the charts timing.
How smooth.
On this Thursday morning. And right now, it's Taz and the Moose mock draft time.
Oh, man.
And if you want to tweet us at official Taz at Mark Malusis,
yeah,
or at Taz and the Moose. Three ways you can hit upon us. Send us your mocks if you can.
Top ten. I'm sitting all day reading these people's
stuff. No, I understand.
Stuff,
you know what I mean? I was going to fire that out there. I was going to set it up and tee it up. Yes, top 10 picks. As we discussed earlier in the first hour of the program, Taz.
Right.
Just the top 10 selections. No trades. Let's not get cute with it.
Yeah.
We're going to go based on who's set in the top 10 right now. Correct?
Yes, sir. I got a lot to do. I got to be locked into all the draft prep stuff. I don't need to read a billion different. Well, I think in a 26th pick, it's going to be, you know, the Detroit Lions. I don't need that from these people. Just 10, Moose, you and I need. That's it. Just 10. So, yeah, it's going to be great. Go to Taz and we'll tweet it, and we'll put you over. It'll be awesome.
Well, that's it, right. And if the other thing on a complete and utter side note is to get your Thursday start off right, hop on Cardi B's Instagram look at the video she posted yesterday.
Easy now.
Correct. Am I wrong?
No, you are not wrong.
Okay, thank you.
You are correct, sir.
I just was saying.
Nice plug.
She doesn't need the plug.
No.
She's got like 13 million followers.
She's
but it's not
like
a bad video, right?
No, it's pretty good. It's entertaining. I thought we were going to do a draft.
We are doing a mock draft. We are doing a mock draft. I just wanted to mention something else. I'm sorry I took it off the tracks a little bit, Taz.
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe you're off the tracks.
I know, Taz. I know that, buddy. Yes.
Locked in, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get into top 10 picks.
Some music.
We're going to give you. Let's get to it. All right. Good evening, and welcome to the NFL draft.
Bring the body, bring the wood.
Pete bringing the wood. That's it.
Getting something done.
Wow. No question
nice
about it.
For a
absolutely.
Change.
All right, so we're going to do this in two runs. We're going to go top five, 1 through 5, and then we're going to go 6 through 10.
Wait, hold on a minute. What do you mean? Say it again?
We're going to go 1 through 5 here for a segment, and we're going to go 6 through 10.
Oh, two segments?
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I heard you.
I got it.
Yeah, I got you.
What do you?
You said
it very quick.
I'm not right. I understand that, but okay. Yes.
I've been hitting the head a lot, bro. You know, sometimes my mind like
that was your suggestion.
Are we going to go back and forth, Jones, or we're going to go? I think it's better to go back and forth. First round. Could we have Mike maybe narrate it? Look at Pete. It's like, don't have him. No. Don't have him.
Just,
do that.
Yeah.
No. You just want to do this, huh?
Well, no. We're going to go first overall pick, the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, should Mike, like, host it? All right. And here is Mark Malusis with his second pick. You know, something like that.
No way.
He's writing scripts.
He's a busy man.
So just you and I doing this?
Right. Yeah, that's the point. It's our show.
All right, bro. All right.
No?
Yes.
Okay. First overall pick, the Arizona Cardinals, Taz. Who do you think Arizona's going to take?
All right, I'm going to shock everybody here. It's not going to be Kyler Murray.
Okay.
It's not. I don't think it's going to be Kyler Murray. Quinnen Williams, Alabama defensive tackle. Should and will be. We've heard everybody say it. We know it. We've watched him play. Every guest we've had kind of basically said, this guy's the best player in the draft. So we talk a lot about make sure you take the best players first. Take the best football player. And this guy's the best player. He is. This guy creates insane amount of pressure up the middle. He's a nightmare to offensive line coaches and offensive linemen. He will force the quarterback out of the pocket. He's an Aaron Donald-esque type of player. Big, powerful, super fast kid out of the arguably the greatest college football program ever, playing under Nick Saban with Alabama. So I'm going Quinton Williams, buddy. Will this happen? Probably not, but I think it should, and I think there's a chance it will. How about that?
Okay.
So I'm going Quinton Williams.
All right, so you're going to go Quinton Williams with the first overall
pick. How
about
you, Moose?
We're going to be in agreement with the number one overall pick.
Wow!
I don't know.
I didn't expect you to say that.
Well, I don't know. More and more I read, the more people you hear about the chatter is I don't know. I just don't get that suspicion that Murray's going to go number one overall and that it's as lockstep as everyone made it out to believe. We heard Kingsbury earlier on in the program talking a little bit, talking Josh Rosen up a little bit, saying that he's done everything yes. that's been asked of him. Rosen coming off a disastrous year, number one. Everyone thought it was a foregone conclusion, whether it be the Prisco report and other guys have now jumped on and saying that there are many executives that believe and or know that they're not taking Kyler Murray with number one overall. And I do believe, it, as you mentioned, Taz, in lockstep with you, I do believe that, that Williams is the best overall player in this draft class. So that's who I'm going to have the Arizona Cardinals taking, Quinton Williams, the defensive tackle out of Alabama, number one overall. All right, on the clock right now, number two, second overall pick, the San Francisco 49ers.
Why don't we have some kind of a production element with someone going, number two?
Number two.
Thank you. Perfect. With the Niners, I say they're going to go where a lot of folks feel they're going to go, and they're going to go Ohio State, edge rusher, DN, Joey Bosa. I think that's the...
Nick Bosa.
I'm sorry. My bad. How am I doing? Nick Bosa. And Joey Bosa is playing in the league already. Nick Bosa. I apologize. Yeah,
so no, that's
with
right.
the brother, the younger brother, Nick Bosa. Yeah, I say they're going that route for sure. I wavered on this one. I thought maybe they will go... Josh Allen, the rush end out of Kentucky. But then I'm thinking, you know what? I mean, there's still a lot of love and hype for Nick Bosa. Even though he didn't play a bulk of the year for the Buckeyes with the injury and stuff like that. But, yeah, so I'm going to go 49ers. Going to go Nick Bosa.
Yeah, we're going to be in agreement with the second overall pick as well.
Damn.
I'm going to go with Bosa, too, who edge rusher can play inside at times coming out of Ohio State. Concerned certainly of him being able to hold up health-wise. You know, concerned certainly of some of the stuff that you've seen off the football field. But if you're looking for a guy that's a safe pick, as long as he can stay healthy. Now, I don't think his upside's nearly what Quinton Williams' upside is, but I do think he's going to be a hell of a player. And you look at the bloodlines, what his brother has been, Joey, with the Los Angeles Chargers organization, who's also, you know, gotten hurt a lot too.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a really productive defensive lineman for the 49ers. And I think you feel safe. I don't think there's too far of a bottom on Nick Bosa. You know what I mean, Taz? I think you draft some guys. I think when you look at Josh Allen at Kentucky, I think the upside's ridiculous. But I do think there's a bottom that scares a lot of teams where maybe Josh Allen doesn't even become, you know, 60% of the player that a lot of organizations believe he can be. I think Nick Bosa is a pretty safe pick. I think he is what he is. You're going to get what you're going to get. And a productive player. And I think that's who the 49ers are going to go number two overall. A guy that you can plug in next 10-plus years along that defensive line, be a guy that's going to be a disruptive force. You can move around that defensive line, too. So I have the 49ers taking Bosa to second overall. All right, third overall
number
pick.
Three.
Thank you. Good job.
Yes,
as we make adjustments. The New York Jets with the third overall pick.
All right, buddy. This is a big moment here for the Jets. They got a lot to figure out. Been a lot of chatter about several different defensive players that they might go, and I think they're going to go Josh Allen from Kentucky, the rush end. Look, I understand what you just said about him, and I respect what you're saying about him. This kid's a great, great player. He's probably the most explosive guy you're going to find out of all of them as far as explosiveness off the line. You know, played 13 games last year, had 56 solo tackles, 17 sacks. He's as advertised, brother. I mean, you know, and playing in that SEC, you know what I mean? Like, I'm locked in. I think the Jets going to go this route, and I think Jet fans, me as a former Jet fan, I think they're going to be ecstatic about this. I think the Jets fans would rather Allen than Ed Oliver. That's what I feel.
Yeah, and so you have them taking Josh Allen,
third
overall.
And I
have them taking Ed Oliver.
You do have
the defensive tackle out of Houston, who some have compared to the best defensive lineman in the National Football League with his ability in this first step. Now, he has been, if you watch the game film, he has been pancaked a lot. He's got an unbelievable first step with his left or right. Done a lot of damage over the guard position. Had a down year this past year at Houston. But I think the rise is real. And I don't know what to make of the reports coming out of Florham Park that the Jets aren't exactly enamored with Josh Allen. I think you can't go wrong with either player.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're asking me, and there's a little differentiation because, Taz, we talked about before the show, who I would pick and who I think the Jets pick. I think the Jets are picking Ed Oliver. I wouldn't be in a disagreement with you if the Jets drafted Josh Allen because right. I think he's going to be a hell of a player. And I also think if the board plays out the way that we're talking about, sitting there at the number three spot, the Jets could be in a prime position to trade down in that. We're not doing it, but they could be tonight
right.
in a prime position to trade down if there's a team behind them that's enamored with Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
but
agreed.
I have them taking Oliver. You have them going with Josh Allen. All right, fourth overall pick, the Oakland Raiders.
Number four.
All right, this is where business picks up a tad here a little bit. I think the Raiders are going to go Kyler Murray. I think they go Kyler Murray, Oklahoma, QB Jones. Look at Gruden, he's Mr. QB. He prides himself as being an expert on quarterbacks and all this stuff. I feel like this is where they're going to go. I just don't see Kyler Murray with his athleticism, his talents, the scuttlebutt for all his time. It'd be the first overall pick. Him dropping much further. The Raiders definitely, they got Carr, but, who knows what Carr. And I think Kyler Murray coming in could make Carr better, at least for a year. Maybe Kyler Murray sits for a year or two, and then you have your franchise guy in Kyler Murray if you're Mayock and Gruden. So that's my deal. I got Kyler Murray going for.
Yeah, I don't disagree. A little bit of a difference in terms of how we get there with that third overall pick, but I do have the Raiders taking Murray. For everything that you mentioned, Taz, for this Raiders organization, when Gruden at the Senior Bowl saying that he's not as locked in as before as measurables for the quarterback spot, certainly he's only 5'10 and an eighth. When you look at Kyler Murray, certainly the size a little bit of a concern going into the National Football League, but I don't think Gruden is enamored with Carr as quarterback. They're also looking for a guy to kind of take this organization moving forward as they eventually make that move out to Las Vegas, Nevada, from the Bay Area. So I have Kyler Murray going fourth overall, the quarterback out of Oklahoma.
This is fun, man.
Yeah, this is great.
Is so much fun.
All right, fifth overall.
Number
five.
Jeez, everybody's in a rush right here. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Can we just stop for a minute and realize the fun we're having?
Number five.
Do all been times when you're having a good time, say, sit back and just reminisce and think about the fun that we're having right now.
Next time you're
going to just continue that fun.
Let's say next time you're in the middle of something that's really fun.
Yeah.
Stop. No. Right in the middle of it. Just stop and just say, wow.
Yeah.
This is fun.
That could be a mood killer.
Well, your significant other might get upset, but yeah. Like, just stop.
We celebrate the great game that we all love.
Fifth overall pick.
I'll get them.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, bro, we got time. We're good because we're doing five here and five on the other side.
Yeah.
If you want to call, how about this? These people out there, they can call us and give their top 10.
Yeah, why don't we do that after the fifth pick?
Okay.
Number five.
Why don't we do that? Instead of just getting off the tracks.
All right, brother. All right,
so you're killing me. The tracks,
yeah. All right, I'm going to go Buccaneers.
This is fun.
That's great. Devin White, LSU linebacker. This kid's a machine that tackles. Basically, is a tackling machine, any way you want to put it. He's a stud at LSU. 6 foot, about 235, 240. 60-something, over 60 tackles I was reading yesterday. Solo tackles this is last year. Played in 13 games as a junior. So, just a tremendous player. Great linebacker. Very dominant player. you need great linebacker play. They do, meaning they, meaning the Bucs. They need some defensive help for sure. I just feel like this is perfect for them because that's their biggest need out of the box is linebacker. So I just think this is where they could go. Todd Bowles, as a defensive guy, will love this, and I think he would definitely be down with bringing Devin White in there to be a Buck. So that's where I'm going. Devin White.
LSU linebacker.
Yeah, and for a lot of the reasons that you mentioned, I'm going that. They got to also replace Quan Alexander, who they lost in free agency, too, which is a hit. And White's a pretty safe pick about what he is going to be in the National Football League level. Taz mentioned a tackling machine. LSU, we know their program is great at producing pro players, especially on the defensive side of the football. Devin White's the next guy to step up into that mix. It was, to me... Yeah, I know you have Allen already off the board.
Yeah.
It was between White and Allen for me with that fifth overall selection. And I don't think you can go wrong with either selection. I think the need there is a little bit more White than it is Allen. So I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking Devin White, linebacker LSU, with the fifth overall pick. So we're in agreement with four of our first five picks.
We want to do a reset right now?
Correct. Williams, my top five. Quinnen Williams, first overall. Second, Nick Bosa. Third overall, Ed Oliver from Houston. Fourth overall, Kyler Murray. Fifth overall, Devin White, linebacker, LSU.
Right. I have number one overall, Quinnen Williams, just like the Moose does. Nick Bosa also. Then I go Josh Allen out of Kentucky, the rush end. I got Kyler Murray, fourth overall pick. Devin White, fifth overall pick. And I'll tell you, on the other side of the break, bro, when we give our 6 through 10, this is where I got a feeling. Now, by the way, just for everybody out there who knows us, Moose and I did not share our list. I think that's important to
No, we barely speak.
Well, that's what they call a shoot. That means it's the truth.
Yes.
Yes, we hardly ever do speak.
No.
Well, no, that's kind of true. But that's okay. That's because we do our speaking on the air for public consumption.
Yeah.
It's organicism.
Well, that's it.
Right.
That's it.
That is a real word. But yeah, we don't share our list. I don't want people think this is a contrived thing.
The point being is that we did not go over our selections before the start of the program.
So, tell you this right now. Sorry. Yeah. See, I thought you were done talking. See, 6 through 10, bro, I got a funny feeling.
Yeah.
Because the Giant pick, I don't want to give too much away.
Well,
I don't want to sound like the Raiders here. We're going to shock everybody.
Oh, it gets crazy for you.
I don't want to say crazy. It's a little different.
All right, cool. Great. There you go. It's a nice tease. Hey, if you want to hit us up at Taz of the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Malusa, spelled with a C, give us how you think the top 10 will go tonight. You heard 1 through 5 from us. 6 through 10 comes your way next. It's draft day. It's Taz of the Moose on a Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Mark Malusis and Amy Lawrence and our special NFL Draft Show tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, we did picks 1 through 5. 6 through 10 are coming up. The Taz and the Moose mock draft. It is draft day. We're doing the top 10 selections. No trades. We're not getting cute or anything like that, even though there'll probably be a trade or two tonight in the top 10. We're playing it as it lays right now. The PGA Tour heads to the Big Easy. Unique two-man format featuring Jason Day and Adam Scott plus Sergio Garcia teaming up with Tommy Fleetwood, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans this weekend only on CBS.
Oh. If you want to call the show and give your top 10, 855-212-4227, give us your top 10 draft picks, how you think they're going to go tonight or how you want to see them go, and what your team is. You know, what do you want? Who do you want from your team? Let's say you're a, you know, whatever. Let's say you're a, I don't know, you're a Jaguars fan. You want to know where they're going to go at 7. You're a Broncos fan. Where are they going to go at 10? Call the show and tell us. 855-212-4227.
There you go. We'll get through pick 6 through 10 here momentarily. Yeah, Bogus is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, well, there he is.
All right, take it.
Thanks, Moose. Here's your report sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. The carnage is complete in round one of the NHL playoffs.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Carolina.
John Walton and the Washington Capitals bowing out in seven games to those wild card Hurricanes. The Caps led the series 3-2, then led last night 3-1, but they fall in double overtime 4-3 on a goal from Brock McGinn. This is Caps veteran defenseman Brooks Orpik.
I think we're all guilty of some mistakes at different times that were maybe a little uncharacteristic of us. And two goal leads at home, it's a tough one to swallow.
So the Stanley Cup champs are done while the Canes move on to lose to Taz's Islanders. Game one of that series in Brooklyn tomorrow night.
Got it.
There's a game six in L.A. tomorrow night because the Clippers won in Oakland last night, 129-121. Lou Williams thinks the Warriors might have already been thinking about the Rockets in round two.
Our focus was to come in and extend the series to get another game on our home floor. It's their mistake for looking ahead, you know, and so that's on them.
Williams scored 33 points with 10 assists. His team has won twice in Oakland while losing both games in L.A. so far. Those Rockets, by the way, closed out the Jazz in their game 5, 193 in Houston. James Harden scored 26. The Nuggets can send the Spurs home this evening. Their game 6 in San Antonio, 8 Eastern. Far from the NFL draft, Chiefs wideout Tyreek Hill nor his fiancée will be charged with child abuse following a March incident at their home. The local DA says he believes a crime was committed, but the evidence doesn't establish who committed it. So on Tuesday night, with victory in hand, Mets reliever Jacob Rehm threw two fastballs near Rhys Hoskins' head. Bench is almost cleared. Last night, Hoskins and Rehm matched up again.
1-1, swung on. Hit deep. Down the line in left, and that ball is gone. And Rhys Hoskins is going to take a really slow trot around the bases.
That's Scott Fransky on Phil's Radio. That slow trot, 34 seconds, 11 seconds longer than any of Hoskins' homer trots this year. Who knew we were timing such things? The Phillies won the game 6-0. The Cubs rallied past the
top. And for anybody that doesn't, the reason why he did that, same pitcher the night before threw behind his head.
That's
correct. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
The Yankees got by the Angels 6-5 for a 6-game win streak. The Astros took care of the Twins 7-1. Yeah. The Red Sox.
I missed it. I apologize.
Tigers. Well,
sorry, Andrew.
There's been comments made here
about what
that one of the hosts don't pay attention, and then all of a sudden one of the other hosts completely swings and misses. And it's no big deal. It's like, oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, well, no it's problem.
My bads are out the window.
It is a red thing. It is.
Thank you.
He did it to me earlier today, too, about Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Because I said, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. You're like, you didn't say that. Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't. If you remember correctly, I didn't doubt you. It was Pete Bilotti who said no.
It was Pete Bilotti.
Thank you.
That's right.
But tremendous memory shown by you, Taz, the last 90 minutes of your life. Take it away.
Finally, LSU basketball coach Will Wade agreeing to an amended contract. He can now be fired for cause for committing serious NCAA violations, and Wade has agreed not to sue if such a situation arises. He also forfeits a $250,000 performance bonus from this past season. Wade caught on FBI wiretaps seemingly discussing paying a recruit. He was suspended by the school for the end of this season. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks,
all right,
champ.
Let's get picky. Let's get going. Pick 6-10. Let's go.
Number 6.
All right. 6th overall pick tonight. We went through our top 5. Dave Gettleman, the New York Football Giants, are on the clock, Taz. Who do you have them taking?
All right. So we're going to get a little interesting here for me. I don't know where you're going to go here. I don't know where you're going to go. I'm going to go Gary. Rashawn Gary out of Michigan, the Russian defensive end. I think that's where the Giants go. I believe he's a Jersey kid to begin with. It's a hell of a player, this guy. Okay, he's a hell of a player coming out of Wolverine territory there. I mean, 20 solo tackles last year, 3.5 sacks. He's legit. You know, he's an excellent player. He's fast as heck, freaky type of athlete. You know what I mean? And I think the Giants are going to grab this guy. I do, because Giants have 2 picks, I believe, right? They have a pick later on.
6 and 17.
So I think there maybe they go QB. So here.
The shoulder injury for Gary.
Yeah, I do think
surgery potentially. Yeah, I'm still going 6th overall.
I am. I think because he's that explosive of a player. I think that I do. I mean, Gettleman, he's been open, as you've talked about a lot, how he believes going with the best guy and all that stuff, the guy that's available, and I respect that, and he's right, I get it. I understand the guy with the potential shoulder thing, but he's still high up on a lot of folks' draft board for good reason.
Yep.
So anyway, that's where I'm going on that.
Yeah, I'm going with an edge rusher, but you don't have him on your board left. I do, and that's Josh Allen out of Kentucky, who last year was dynamic, getting after the quarterback, tackles for loss, creating turnovers. People are a little concerned about what his true playing weight is. Will he be able to maintain that kind of weight? And in the National Football League, he's really kind of freaky getting after it. So I think in terms of value, a guy that many people thought were going to go in the top three, and he might tonight, but in my mock draft, he doesn't. I have the Giants taking Josh Allen, sixth overall, edge rusher out of Kentucky.
I could see that. I mean, if I'm wrong where I am with Allen going to the Jets, I could see him going to the other New York team, meaning the Giants. I could see that happening for sure. All right, so we're going to go number seven.
An interesting
number
note.
Seven.
No, just an interesting note on Allen. Right, his mom worked at Giant Stadium, MetLife.
Josh Allen's wife? Mom. Oh, okay.
He worked concessions.
I didn't know that. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, he talked about that yesterday down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wasn't there somebody last year in a draft, similar story, worked in the office, worked for one of the teams?
Yes.
Who the heck was that?
I forget.
There was a guy
there
high
was.
Up, too. I don't remember
I forget
who it
was. But yes.
One of the Florida teams. Was it not the Jags, the Dolphins, or... I can't remember.
I'll think of it, but I don't remember. All right, but yes, you're exactly right. There was a player of that nature. All right, number seven.
Number seven.
That is Tom Coughlin and the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of places they can go here, Taz. Who do you have them taking seventh overall?
I love the Jaguars. I like the way they do things, and I think they're in a good spot here in seven. And I think they're going to go offensive tackle. But not where everybody thinks they're going to go offensive tackle. How about that? A lot of folks are not thinking they're going to go Jonah Williams, Alabama offensive tackle. That's where I think they go. A lot of folks, I believe, think the Jags will go offensive tackle, but they're going to go Taylor out of Florida. I don't think that's happening. I think they're going with the big, fast, athletic Jonah Williams out of Alabama. They need help offensive line-wise due to Jaguars. They also need some tight end help and some wide receiver help. But, you know, I don't know. I think that offensive line play is vital, and I think they're going to go Jonah Williams.
All right, Jonah Williams going seventh overall. I have him going offensive line as well, not Williams. I have him going Andre Dillard.
Oh, wow, you're going Dillard.
Yeah,
okay.
The tackle out of Washington State. Tackles last year were an issue. The offensive line was an issue. We both addressed the offensive line with our selections, Taz. And I think that's something that needs to be solidified. They've got their new quarterback. You know, they've got enough playmakers. They could use a tight end as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're going Hockenson with the seventh overall pick.
No.
I mean, could they? I mean, he's going to be high. He's going to be probably a top 15 pick. He's
a really
talented tight end coming out of Iowa. But I think they addressed their most glaring need with what I believe is the best tackle on the board, and that's Andre Dillard, the tackle out of Washington State, going seventh overall. Offensive line's an issue for Jacksonville.
Right, and they're going to fix it. And this kid Taylor from Florida, Juwan Taylor, he's kind of dropped down. Like, you know, he's been dropping down on stuff, the research you do. High up there as far as, like, arguably the best offensive tackle weeks ago. And a lot of mock drafts and a lot of chatter you see about players. A lot of people had him going seven, you know, as early as seven to the Jags. Juwan Taylor. I don't know. This kid might be one of those kids that just drops down for whatever reason.
He could drop, and there's been issues in terms of his leverage that he can run block. People are a little concerned about his technique in pass blocking, Taz. And the other thing is, does he project as a natural left tackle, or is there more of a right tackle?
Well, true. So that's it.
Those would be the knocks on Juwan Taylor. But you're right. At one point in time, he was believed to be. And that's what happens with this draft process. You see guys rise and fall all the time, and Taylor seems to be, right now, apparently, looks like one that's dropping a little bit going into the first round of the draft.
You don't want to peak too early. All right, so we're going to, here we go, number eight.
Number eight.
All right, so
the Houston Texans are on the clock, and they've got a lot of needs as well.
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at, like, I'm thinking right out of the box, we talk a lot about the next best player and guys with excellent intangibles and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm thinking Montez Sweat.
Okay.
I'm thinking Montez Sweat out of Mississippi State, rushing defensive end. This guy is best pass rusher in the SEC. You know what I mean? Played in 13 games last year. I mean, just a ton of tackles, close to 30 tackles last year, like 12, 13 sacks. He's a great player. He's so fast, Moose, as you know. I mean, his combine numbers are crazy. We don't live and die by that, but gee whiz, man. This guy is a lightning bolt with size. He's like 6'5"-ish. I mean,
what do you run, a 4.4 40?
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, unbelievable. That big.
So to be that fast at that size is
crazy.
It's really kind of scary.
So, yeah, man. I know. I think he's a guy. Dude, he could even go higher because of those. We've seen that over the years, you know, with guys that have these crazy numbers in combines. I don't get hung up in that too much. I keep thinking of the guy who had I go back to the time when I was a Jet fan, the guard out of UMass, Vladimir
Dukas.
Yeah, he's still playing in the league somewhere. He spent a little time on my Bills, which is like, ugh. But, yeah, he had great numbers out of his combine, Dukas, and yet I thought he was kind of a stinky, you know, NFL player. He's still playing, but I never was impressed with his offensive line play. Regardless, I think Montez Sweat is a guy that definitely will do damage, and I think that's where he goes in that, where we're 8th spot?
Yeah, 8th with the 8th overall pick. Now, the one thing to note about Sweat is that teams are going to have to clear him medically because he does have that, you know, he does have, I hate to minimize, but it is a little bit of a heart condition, Taz. What's that?
I'm sorry, I just want to correct you on something. You said, I think maybe you said Texans. Lions are in that spot.
Lions, I meant.
Yeah,
I meant
no problem. Yeah. I just thought about that.
I
no
said
problem.
Texans, I meant Lions.
Go back. You're saying his heart issue.
Yeah, correct. But for Sweat, right. And so that's something that he has to overcome. You mentioned all of everything that he did at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. He's a remarkable athlete, but he did get flagged a medical heart condition. Now teams have got to do their due diligence and make sure they're A-okay with that heart condition.
Yeah, good
but
point. Yeah.
Some have speculated, not based on ability, that maybe teams might be a little skeptical or a little hesitant to draft him where he probably should be drafted based on that heart condition.
Right. That's a big deal. So, where were you at 8?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't make my pick. I was commenting on your pick.
Okay. 8.
With the 8th overall pick the Detroit Lions, a lot of different ways that they can go. I have the Lions actually selecting a player that I think might be a little bit of a reach. But I have him drafting a linebacker, and that is a guy that I think is going to be a really good player, and that is Devin Bush coming out of Michigan.
Real good player.
Who I think can help your team in a lot of different ways. Certainly brings a distinct attitude to your team, as we saw with the Michigan Wolverines.
Great player, dude. He's great.
But he's a really good player.
Yeah.
And I actually have two linebackers, amazingly enough, going in the first round. White and then Devin Bush, linebacker from Michigan. But that's where the Lions going with the 8th overall pick.
Dude, I don't have Bush in my top 10, but I'm going to tell you, he is the real deal, man. 40 or 41 solo tackles, which is a ton of tackles last year. He was a junior. And he had like 5 sacks. I mean, just on blitzing and whatnot. He's a tremendous athlete. Super, super fast player. Tough as hell. I like your choice there. You know, Patricia, with those Lions, you know he's going. Even if I'm right and they go Sweat, or if you're right and they go Bush, there's a line in there somewhere, but I won't say it. But anyway... You know, Patricia will go. He's going to definitely go defense. All right, so where are we at? We're at number 9 at the Holy Grail.
Number 9.
Here we go. Right, 9th overall pick. And that's your squad.
That's my squad, Bills Mafia, baby. Buffalo Bills. Listen, we need several items, okay? I say we like I'm on the team, even though I'm not. But I think they're going to go tight end. That's one of the needs for sure. If one of these great defensive players drop, they'll grab one of those great defensive linemen. But I do think they're going to go tight end. Josh Allen needs some help, and a guy who's an excellent blocker and an awesome tight end, T.J. Hockenson, as you mentioned earlier, kid out of Iowa, tight end. Iowa's got two really tremendous tight ends coming out, Fant's one and T.J.'s the other. I think the Bills go that way. He's a tremendous player. They need that kind of help. He's a big, tough kid, fast kid. You know, I think he's going to fit in perfect in Buffalo. If my theory's right in this, and they go with him in this spot here, he's Bills Mafia will embrace this kid big time. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I love him. I love him. I have him going a different direction. Would not be.
He's real good, man.
Yeah, he's really good. I have him taking a player that you already have drafted.
What do you got?
And that's Jonah Williams coming out of Alabama to help out that offensive line. He can play tackle, can play guard, can play a number of different spots. We know how talented he is. I like the fact he came out as a junior as well. Helped preserve a little bit of the wear and tear. There's got to be a concern about NFL teams when they look at Alabama offensive linemen. And certainly how guys have played and transitioned and the kind of careers that they've had. Because there's not a lot of tread left on the tires when you look at it. Historically speaking, guys that have been drafted high and what they've turned out to be as pros. That would be the concern. Now, what helps Williams is he's not coming out as a senior. He came out as a junior, and he's not a redshirt junior, so he's not been in the program 4 years. He's a true junior.
Right.
So he's just 3 years out of high school. So it's not exactly like he's had the same wear and tear as, say, a redshirt junior or a redshirt senior or senior or anything like
that.
So I think Williams is the real deal. I think he'll help solidify that offensive line for Buffalo. You've got the asset in Allen, a quarterback. You want to make sure you protect him, too. You've got the two old running backs. You want to make sure you can open up some holes. Jonah Williams, I think, is a plug-and-play guy. I have him going ninth overall in the Buffalo Bills.
Well, as a Bills fan, if I'm wrong and you're right, I got no problem with Jonah Williams going there at all. I'm a big believer in, obviously, like most of us are, you need that offensive line to ball. So we're going to go on our last one. God, I wish we could keep going.
The 10th overall pick.
Number 10.
This one, I think I'm going to surprise you.
The Denver Broncos.
Going Denver Broncos,
get
Jones.
The team correct this time. I was 9 of 10. I don't know why I said the Houston Texans.
And I started going to talk about Montez Sweat. And then it hit me. I'm like, wait, I think Moose said the Texans.
I did say the Texans.
You know what, though? I've actually read a couple of mocks where there's a trade for the Texans.
That's where I read it.
Yeah,
I've seen that in a few places.
When you said it, Moose, I'm thinking, well, maybe a trade happened. I missed
it.
I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I messed up. But we corrected it. Thank you for correcting it.
Yeah, we'll fix it all on the podcast. Have Mike just change all of it.
Yeah, that will not get changed.
Perfect. No. So
it'll play as we said it.
Exactly the same way.
Right.
Exactly. All right, so here we go. Denver Broncos. Number 10, they're going to go quarterback. And they're going to go the big kid with the big arm, Drew Lock out of Missouri. I think that Elway will not. He loves this kid already. He's got the golden arm. He's the style quarterback that a guy like Elway would want out, running the ship there up in Denver in Omaha City. This kid, I think he started. Since he's a freshman, and he graduated as a senior. He's not leaving early as a junior, so he's played a lot of football. He's played a lot of big time D1 football there at Missouri. I mean, he played 13 games last year, and he had 28 touchdowns as a junior. Had 44 touchdowns. So, he's legit. He's got a big, strong arm. And I don't know. I just feel like I know they got Flacco going in now over with the Broncos. But still, Flacco is older than dirt, let's be frank. So you got to have someone, who's waiting. And that's going to be Drew Lock, Missouri. He's going number 10 to the Broncos.
Yeah. You and I began the same. We're going to end the same.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
And I have the second quarterback going off the board. And that's going to be Lock, the quarterback out of Missouri. Even with Dwayne Haskins wearing a Elway jersey when he met up with John Elway and the Denver Broncos. I don't think that's going to help him. I'm not telling you that Locke is better than Haskins, but everything Taz said was, and we've talked about, chat about, is correct. They've got to find their quarterback of the future. I'm not telling you Locke is the 10th best player in the draft, but I think the Broncos are one of those teams that we talked about earlier, Taz, that convinced themselves into players. And this is going to be a big one for Elway. Can't miss on another one. He's missed on a lot of quarterbacks here. You can't. Paxton Lynch was a stiff. Who he traded up for in order to get in the first round. He's got to find a quarterback that's going to be the long-term solution. He's got the short-term answer in Flacco, but I agree with you. I think that's where he addresses the quarterback spot. I think it ends up being Locke coming out of Missouri.
It's interesting. Neither of us have Dwayne Haskins in the top 10 from Ohio State.
And nobody has Daniel Jones going
to
the top 10.
No. And he's really good, Haskins. He really is. And he's done some excellent stuff for the Buckeyes, for sure, man. It's just...
Well, if you play that out...
We could be wrong. Who knows?
No, but if you play that out then, right, and Jones and Haskins are still on the board after pick 10, after that 10th pick, you've got the Bengals, who reports out of Cincinnati is they're not addressing the quarterback spot, not this draft, right?
You got the Packers. The next team in desperate need, two teams in desperate need for a quarterback, would be the Dolphins at 13 and the Redskins at 15.
Mm.
Well, do you think either one of those, and then you have the Giants at 17. Do you think the Miami Dolphins then with the 13th pick, if Jones and Haskins are both on the board, but specifically Haskins, do you think he's a Miami Dolphin at 13?
No, because I understand what the Bengals are saying. I don't agree. I think it's BS, and I think that he will stay in the state of Ohio.
And he'd go to Cincinnati.
If not, I think that he will end up with the Giants somehow, somewhere. Even though they're at 17, I just envision him, you know, either a Giant or a Bengal, probably a Bengal for Haskins.
If he's sitting there at 11, yeah, potentially. I could see that. I could also see
you
where
see the Dolphin
Haskins.
Thing?
No, I could see Haskins with the Skins, Jones with the Giants.
Jones with the Giants. Okay.
Jones at 17 with the Giants. Haskins at 15.
I could see that.
I mean, who knows? You mentioned Cincinnati. If they go quarterback at 11, and Miami's in desperate need for a quarterback, too.
I feel like he's going to be a Bengal Haskins. Keep him right there in Ohio.
Be a huge selling point for Mike Brown.
Yep.
So, yeah, there you have it. There are our top 10. Taz and the Moose. It's draft day. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Plus, which NFL war room tonight? Which NFL war room would you like to hang out with and be a part of tonight? Which one? We'll give you our thoughts. We'll do that next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. And which NFL draft room tonight? Paul Nanos, who does shows here, fills in, does shows on weekends and stuff like that, texted me and said, you know, after I said that, well, if Kevin Costner and Jennifer Garner are going to be there, he'd like to be in the Browns.
Oh.
Playing on that movie.
Oh, in the,
remember the movie?
I didn't see the movie. I know what you're talking about.
You never saw that movie?
What's it called?
What, Draft Day.
No. Did I see that? I don't think I did.
How would we know?
My outside voice comes out.
We saw it.
You looked at Buseglia and said, did I see that movie?
I think Mike knows everything because he's the producer.
And we
talk to each other every day and we're constantly working together.
You saw it.
So I just
you
figured he knows everything about me. I mean, he really
Saturday.
Knows nothing about me. It was
you,
a Saturday.
You would. I think if you saw
we did,
it.
We did hibachi after.
You don't forget that kind of stuff, do you?
What, movies?
Yeah. Or what you've seen? You haven't seen that movie?
Dude, I don't pay attention. That's why.
Well, what I'll war ask my room wife. Would you like to be in tonight?
Wait, let me text my wife. Did we see the movie Draft Day?
Yeah.
Riveting radio. Okay. You could have maybe filled in and talked while that was happening.
I like the sound of you typing.
Well, it would have been nice if we had a drop of, you know, some radio shows have that where it's like,
you provided that drop right there.
Oh, I did.
You actually heard you pounding the keys.
So we have great mics here. What war room would I want to be in? That's a tough question, man. I've been thinking about it throughout the break. I was actually talking to Mike about it during the break, because we talk a lot during the break.
I like to be in the radio. I'll let me answer, because so you could have some time to think about it.
All right.
While you wait for your wife's response.
Okay, God.
I'll go with the Raiders. Mayock, Gruden, they've cleared out all the scouts. It's them. He's leaving, taking his binder to the bathroom while he's going out to lunch with his daughter.
Tough to argue with this
one. I'd take Mike Mayock and John Gruden tonight. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in the Raiders war room.
I'll go Giants.
Okay.
Because I did Gettleman and Sherman. I think it's going to be my wife said I don't think so. She goes, who's in it? What's it about?
Okay.
There you go.
No.
So. who's in it? Kevin Costner?
Let's move on.
I don't know.
Corey Chavis next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.